Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I am the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is News on the Edge for the week of October the 9th. Always want to begin with, oh my goodness, I'm so happy for this beautiful weather. So I know it's going to probably heat back up a little bit, but we've definitely turned the corner and we've got nice weather on the way. So very excited about that. So are my long sleeve shirts and sweaters that I'll get a little bit of time to wear. So just awesome, awesome. I also want to give kudos to the Tampa Bay Rays. They had a great season. Yes, they exited early, but still want to give them kudos for all their accomplishments this year and for the excitement of the Edge District and the upcoming new stadium and keeping the team local. We've got some new places that are coming into the Edge District. We have so many major developments that are going to bring dozens of new businesses. But before those new developments are finished, we've got a couple of new places that are getting reactivated. So where the old Karma Juice was, we've got a new bakery coming in. So very excited about that. The Sourdough Company Bakery and Cafe is opening up. And for folks familiar with the Edge District, it's right across from Enigma. Another community favorite is Seashore Crispy, and they are opening it up across near the Hemp Spot. So on the same side of the road as the Hemp Spot, across from the Edge Eatery and District Lounge. So two new favorites coming into the Edge District and expecting those to be open within the next 30 days or so. Speaking of good things happening, there's the Good Burger Awards out there. We have seven different businesses that are members of the Edge Business District Association. So please go to the Good Burger Awards and vote for all of your local favorites. And if they happen to be our Edge businesses, even better. Lots of events coming up in October. It's been a slower summer, so we're excited for the businesses getting active for the fall. And certainly in the Edge District, it's just weekend after weekend, and we're very excited. So the Mezzo Market behind Intermezzo and in front of Green Bench and Red Mesa, that comes back all day on Saturdays, October 14th and October the 28th. We also have the Orange Belt Criterium, which is October 21st, and that's an all-day event with stuff for kids, and it's basically a NASCAR race for bicycles, and it's right in the middle of the Edge District. So parts of the streets are shut down, and great time to come out. We do have a specialty district, so you'll be able to watch the race while you enjoy a drink. So super excited about that event coming up. October 27th, Creative Mornings is returning to St. Petersburg after a brief hiatus, and it's one of the most inspirational, fun morning events you could go to, and it's going to be at Green Bench for its inaugural return, 8:30 in the morning. So stop by and see what's going on there. There'll be food and music and drinks and speakers, and just it's a lot of fun. Also, October 29th, Halloween on Central, 22 blocks shut down. It's the largest open air festival that St. Petersburg holds, and it's just gonna be a lot of fun. October 29th from noon to 5, kids get to be kids and adults get to be kids again. Candy everywhere, entertainment, and great, great costuming. For our Get Hungry segment this week, we're gonna talk about chai mixology. So they're at 1106 Central Avenue next to Enigma Bar and Lounge. And I have to tell you, I ate there this week and it was the most amazing meal. So they've got the build your own poke bowl. And I think that's what I did because I went on the reference of a local employee named Jeff who said, you must get, just order what I order. So I told them, I want what Jeff gets, and it was amazing. So I'm not quite sure of all the ingredients, but I knew there were carrots and corn and crab stick and rice and edamame. And so some of their signature poke bowls are the sweet chicken, the gentle tuna, the hot tuna. They do have a vegan, a pearl poke bowl. If you want something to drink with it, they've got the bubble teas and the Thai teas, along with classic drinks and waters, etc. But I have to tell you, this place is always busy, but they get you in and out real quick, friendliest staff. So if you're hungry this week, and it really is two meals in one, although I was a little piggy and ate my whole thing. So don't tell my mom. So that's our Get Hungry segment. If you would like to find us, we are the Edge District, and it's edgedistrict.org. Have a fantastic week. Enjoy this weather, and we hopefully see you soon.